Back on the Northern Michigan postgame show, Casey Ford now joined by McKaylee Kuhn and Anna Rood, these two seniors ending their regular season career here at the Berry Event Center. McKaylee went for 19, Anna went for 10. What does this game mean for you, your final regular season game here at the Berry, McKaylee?
Yeah, it's definitely bittersweet, I would say. Kind of an ugly one to go out on, but we pulled through, and it's great to have all the fans here, all of our family here, just the whole experience. It probably won't sink in for a little bit, but I'm really grateful.
What are your emotions like as they're doing the presentation? You're getting the plaques, you're getting the flowers. What does that mean to you?
I didn't cry as much as I thought I would. I looked over at my teammates, and they're just like staring me down. I'm like, guys, don't look at me. But yeah, a lot of emotions for sure, but a lot of happiness overall, I would say.
I would ask this, were you not crying as much because you know you're going to be playing here Wednesday and there's still more games to be played here at the Berry Event Center?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely a part of it. We're not done yet. That's a big thing that we keep saying. It's a great thing to honor both of us, obviously, but I think both of us are, yeah. We're like, yep, it's another game. We're going to keep going. So,
Anna, let's go to you now. You had 10 points, 8 rebounds here this afternoon. Let's talk about your performance. What does this game mean to you, your final regular season game here at the Berry?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was, like Joe said, an ugly game, but it was nice being able to play at home, like with your team against it, and then win too. It was really nice. It's sad. I'm not ready to be done, so we just gotta keep winning.
Let's go to this. How does a team feel after that, the overtime game against Grand Valley? Were the legs there today? I mean, you had that tough game against Grand Valley, then you come back for an 11 o'clock start here today. Did the legs ever get underneath you guys?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was exhausted, like really tired. That probably was one of the hardest games to play this season.
All right, you have one more game at the Berry. If you win on Wednesday, then you'll go to Grand Rapids on Thursday or Friday to play a Saturday game. So what does the one more game at the Berry mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, we got to win it, and I'm hoping to be able to make it to Thursday or Friday to play again. It's nice to be able to play at home with a good crowd.
Does it make a difference to either of you if you're playing Wayne State or Parkside next week?
I personally would rather play Parkside, I think, than Wayne. I mean, it was pretty close at Wayne, so I'd rather play Parkside. But
Anna, thank you for your time. McKaylee, thank you for your time. Good luck to you on Wednesday, and we'll talk to you guys and see you guys Wednesday night here at the Berry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.
All right. You're listening to the Wildcat postgame show right here on Radio Results Network. Back with the men's tip-off right after this.